Moses said here, said, hey, we don't know what God's going to require of what we have before we go out 3 days in the wilderness and get out of Egypt. We don't know what he will require of our flocks and herds and what we have. We don't know how much offering he's going to ask for when he gets us out there into his presence, away from Egypt and out of the influence of these flesh pots that we've been raised up around. How do you tell that? Go to church, the Holy Ghost deals with you, you just got one check. What do you do about that? You left the rest of it home. You brought your offering in cash, but you ain't going to bring no more because you're afraid God will speak to you. What do you do about that? Have you counted the cost of what God's going to do for you later because you're not obeying him? Now, that's just one little factor. There's a lot of other factors that's even sometimes graver matters in our prayer life, in coming and hearing the word of God and being all ears and then going forth and reducing our lifestyle down to the lowest common denominator of simplicity that will please God in our acts, our reacts and responses to the people that we meet on the job, our neighbors, our family, in getting our life in one mind and one accord and in harmony with the other saints of God, in getting all the old bitterness and strife and anger and all of the hostility out of our system and many other things that God requires of us. We want to hang on to some little bit of a something, or we want to close the Spirit out when he'd speak to us in certain facts and matters of our life, that he can get down to the root of what is really the trouble of us. The only way God can rid you of stinginess is to get you down and say, I want more. He don't just break it by just coming along and touching you and making you real liberal. He dips down and says, I'm going to get some more. I'm going to get some hide and hair to go with it. Now, that's the way God breaks you from sucking eggs, as they say. He has to break you. You get so stingy and ornery. And God has to break you a lot of other ways. When you get pride, when you get hostility, you get contrary, you get a bad attitude, and you get where you're lazy, trifling, apathetic. God does not delight in a Christian's bad attitude in any of these respects. And it's going to cost you. I've counted the cost a long time ago and realized whatever God said I had to give up. One night God convicted me while I was out fishing with a net, catching fish to live by, about 15 or 17 years ago, somewhere along there. And I'd become a little bit proud because I could quote scripture and out-preach the preachers I'd get around, and they'd be ashamed to even preach when I went to the church, because I'd get up and quote about 200 scriptures and fire, boy, from the man. I had both pearl handle pistols loaded and two hand grenades hanging up here. Man, I come in there ready to explode and take over. And I'm telling you, them pastors wouldn't even preach. And I got to thinking, man, can't do without me. Well, God didn't have to take me to the woodshed and knock a knot on my head and then knock the knot off to get to me. Out fishing for several nights, the Lord just kept quoting a good old scripture, Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride cometh contention. He beat me to death almost with that club all the week. The club of the Word of God in the Spirit, using it on me, pounding away. Only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride cometh contention. Only, 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 only. Then the next night, he'd take it on pride, pride, then contention, contention. He'd magnify one of them words in there, and boy, by the time that week was out, he'd clubbed it out of me. He didn't have to take me to the woodshed. I didn't have to go somewhere and apologize because I didn't show it. I didn't get around and manifest it. But God wanted it out of me before I did begin to manifest it. And it began to take a toll on my respect that God had helped me to command over years of trying through much difficulty and many discouragements to be effective in speaking the Word of God effectively without compromise, without fear of man. And God to preserve it, crown that pride
and mess out of me.
Praise God. And I humbled my heart and said, Lord, I know you can do without me. The church can do without me. And I'm nothing without Jesus. Praise the Lord. I counted the cost and I promised God from the beginning. It didn't start since I got up in the 60s. It didn't start when I got in the 50s. It didn't start when I was in my 30s. It didn't start. It started well back way in my 20s. I'm sold out to you, God. I'm sold out to you. Whatever the cost is, I've already counted it up. I'm willing to pay it. Yep. I don't want people to laugh and say, yeah, he preached like a ball of fire back when he was 40 and 50. But when he gets up in his 60s, he's like all the rest of the old codgers. He starts waning and waxing weaker and weaker. No, he's waxing bolder and stronger, praise God. And he's living better and better. His example is even improving. There's always room for improvement. The biggest room in the world is a room for improvement. I don't care how old you get, there's still room to improve. I've counted the cost. That crucifying the flesh is not anything that is pleasurable. But afterward, when God chastens us, or when God in some manner corrects us, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness in everyone that is exercised thereby. Thank God. Therefore, I lift up my feeble hands and strengthen my weak knees. Praise God. And make straight paths for my feet, so anybody lame and crippled by the devil will not be misled by my example and my preaching. I have counted the cost, and I'll pay it even with my life. My life is not dear to myself, but to God's people, for Jesus' sake. Have you counted the cost? It's going to cost you a lot more than some of you are paying. So get ready. You're going to have to pay it. Father, we come to the end of this message, and I pray that you'll grant anointing and edifying power through whatever has been spoken today from the Word of God and from the Holy Ghost. May this message, Lord, grant strength to those that are struggling, to those that have weakened under the pressure, the stress. Lord, oh, peer pressure, that family, those family members, people they hang out with, my God, they'll separate themselves to be stronger. And Lord, through their strength and being separate, they'll do 10 times more than they will when you mix up with them. And I pray, Lord, the Holy Ghost will help us to be able to separate ourselves from things and friends and money and all kinds of worldliness. In every form or fashion, that there'll be nothing in our lives to short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost and keep us weak, when the Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Make us strong in the Lord in the power of His might, that we'll put on the whole armor of God and stand, 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 immovable for Jesus' sake. Grant us that grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand.